Greetings, dear listeners. Won't you join my banquet table for a spell? If you will entertain me a moment, I may entertain you as well. Last time on Fruits Basket.
Say your prayers, you disgusting rodent! Ha!
I can't even stand to look at you anymore.
If there's something on your mind, you can talk to me, okay?
Kyo is different. He's aloof and unpleasant, sure. But once he gets used to people, he can be himself so easily, without a second thought. He wants to be a member of the family so badly. All I want to do is escape it. What does that make me? I can't escape what I am. I'm just selfish. Maybe that makes me a hypocrite as well.
Nobody's born nice or kind. Not at all. When you're happy, the whole room feels warmer, and it makes me want to smile. I think that's the kindness you have to share, even if you don't realize it.
I'm Kagura. Kagura-sama. Is it true that Kyo is staying here? Is it true that Kyo is staying here?
Kagura... Soma? Does that mean...
Kyo is in the middle of a vicious battle with Leeks right now. But yes, he's here.
He came back? Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, make yourself at home. I've cooked up some... Well, there she goes. Wow, she's really cute. Well, she's a Soma after all. So maybe she's a member of the Zodiac, too.
Cut it out! If I say I'm not gonna eat the damn leeks, it means I'm not gonna eat them!
So, you have a problem with Miss Honda's cooking. Then why don't you just leave?
Oh, you don't have to convince me to get out of this house! I'll
Yugi,
go pack my stuff
Kyo,
right now!
You two are fighting like an old married couple. Now let's all take a deep breath, count to 10, and just let our...
Kyo!
Kagura.
Kyo, where did you go for 4 months? Why? Why didn't you call me?
Is everything all right? She said she was a Soma, so I went ahead and let her in.
I missed you, you jerk!
Here she comes. Get down.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Kagura.
Don't Kagura me. Do you have any idea?
What just happened?
How worried?
The door? The whole wall? Again?
I was about you! I was so worried about you!
Please don't!
I cannot believe you did not even...
Well, I think it's time to change the paper door again, Shigure.
Why does everyone who so much as walks in my house have to tear it to pieces? Why?
What?
Oh, it's okay. It's just Kagura. That's how she shows her affection sometimes. You know how little boys are mean to the girls they like? Just multiply that by 10. Maybe 20. It's kind of like that, I guess.
Really? But she seems like a completely different person.
Yes, well, appearances aren't everything in this family. She gets especially bad around Kyo, but she's always been a bit violent and unpredictable. She's actually 18, if you can believe it, 2 years older than us.
Older than you. But, like us, she's also a member of the Zodiac.
Oh, I knew it! Which animal is she?
Well, if you pay attention, I think you can figure it out.
Well, I figured out one thing. If Kyo takes any more abuse like that, I think he'll be seriously injured. Should we...
Oh. Oh, no. Kyo? Kyo, speak to me! What's wrong? You're covered in bruises! Oh, Kyo, you're bleeding! Oh!
You did, Kagura dear. You did.
Here, Kyo. I got you an ice pack.
I'm gonna be feeling that one for a few days.
Achoo!
Anyone else feeling a draft in here?
Yes, it is a bit nippy now that you mention it. I wonder if it's that gaping hole where my back door used to be.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Really, it's just when I saw Kyo, I got so happy that I guess I lost control. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, don't cry, dear. Potato chip?
Super strong. Strange quirks. She's one of the Zodiac, all right. She's almost like two different people. Now, which animal would that be?
But it's your fault too, Kyo. Disappearing for 4 months without so much as a phone call. You hurt my feelings.
Why in the hell would I call you? Oh, damn it, everything still hurts.
What do you mean? We're going to be married soon, Kyo.
Since when?
You two are engaged? Really? That's wonderful.
Yes, that useless cat has finally found his other half.
Congratulations, Kyo. When's the ceremony?
Cut it out, you guys.
It's true. When we were little, he said he'd make me his wife someday.
Because you were threatening me with a butter knife. What was I supposed to tell you?
Marriage between Zodiac members is the most wonderful thing in the world.
Kagura, you're not listening to
me. Kyo's not officially a member, but he's still cursed, so I think that counts.
Kagura.
No one else can truly understand the hardships that come with being possessed by an animal spirit. And the best part of all?
Hey!
I can hold Kyo as close as I want, and we won't transform.
Hey, that's enough. Get off me.
See? Yunyun too!
Easy now.
Wow, you're right. So why is that?
We have no idea, but there are currently two other female members of the Zodiac, so... Okay. Please let go now, Kagura.
Sorry.
All we know is when we hug them, we don't transform.
There are two other girls? I can't wait to meet them.
Would you like to know what animals they are?
Is it okay if I wait and have fun guessing?
I had a feeling you'd say that. Yeah, that sounds like a really neat idea.
Excuse me. Can we get back to the subject at hand, please? Now, if a Zodiac member were to marry a normal person, I mean, well, there'd be complications. Because, right, Shishi?
Yeah, I see where you're getting at. There are some obvious problems. It's difficult to manage in public since you're not able to hold each other, and even in private, transforming every time is kind of awkward. So by extension, if you'll pardon the pun, having sex requires some very careful maneuvering.
Let's not be vulgar, shall we?
Got it.
Kyo,
huh?
Tell me the truth. Do you like me? Do you hate me?
Because I
like you. I love you. I love you more than anything else in the world. In the whole universe. I'll cook for you every day, Kyo. If you cheat on me, I can forgive you. I know you don't believe me, but nobody loves you as much as I do. I know in the bottom of my heart that we're perfect for each other. Don't you think so, too?
Well, it's...
I asked, don't you think so, too?
Helpless as a kitten, isn't he? Say, Toru.
Yes?
You like Kyo a lot, too, don't you? Being a Year of the Cat fangirl and all.
What?
I guess that's true.
So you're my rival for his affections, are you?
No, I...
Well, I'm not gonna lose, Miss Toru. My love for Kyo is undefeatable.
I don't doubt that, honest.
What do you like most about Kyo, Toru? Because I love everything.
Hey.
I'll take the good with the bad. I'll stand by Kyo no matter the season.
Kagura, stop.
I'll love him even if he changes
Kagura.
Into his true form.
Stop it. That's enough.
His true form?
You say one more word and I'm done with you. You got that?
That's supposed to mean?
Hey, that hurts!
Oh, a hammerlock. I'd call mercy, Kyo.
Mercy, mercy!
I wonder what she meant by true form. It wasn't just Kyo. Everyone seemed concerned when she brought it up. Maybe it's just not for me to know. Putting that aside, I can understand why Kyo is so frustrated, but I think Kagura really is madly in love with him. I can't help but admire that. I've never been in love before, so maybe I'm a little jealous.
Shishi?
Hmm? Are your sleeping arrangements okay? I'm sorry we had to set up a futon here in the study, but this house just wasn't built for so much company, you know?
I know. I just wish I could live here too. I get so nervous thinking about Kyo living in this house with another woman.
Well, you are free to spend the night anytime if it really bothers you, but I can assure you, Kyo isn't the type to be unfaithful.
Maybe I should just make him mine tonight, to be extra sure.
Yeah, that settles it. You are not allowed to leave this room until tomorrow morning. Again, this is my study, so please try not to break anything. I'm just gonna take the books I need for tonight out of your way, and you sleep well, sweetheart.
You just don't understand how a woman feels when she's in love, Shigure.
Yes, I suppose I don't. Even I know how it feels to be jealous, Kagura.
I knew there had to be something. Forgot to hang my uniform up to dry. There we go. That would have been bad. Having to wear a moldy-smelling uniform. Ow! Why is the ladder up out here? Is there someone on the roof? Kyo?
Ah! Hey there! Thought you were, somebody else.
What are you doing up here so late? Oh, that's right! You don't have a room anymore, do you? I'm so sorry. Have you been sleeping on the roof every night? I had no idea!
No, that's stupid. I mean, I enjoy hanging out on the roof. It's peaceful, and I guess the cat in me likes high places. But I usually sleep in the living room.
Oh. Okay.
It's just, Kagura's down there. Yeesh.
Is it bad that she's here?
Gee, what do you think? I mean, have you seen how she acts? When she comes barging in, I never get a moment's rest. She's out of her goddamn mind.
Well, she's very enthusiastic.
I just don't understand it. I mean, she goes on and on about getting married or whatever. Why is she so obsessed with me? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it's great that she can be so honest about how she feels. It must be wonderful to be that deeply in love. And, you know, marriage is important to a lot of girls. For many, it's their greatest dream of all.
Huh, really? Why?
Because, well, I think it's because, Well, you know what it's like to have a life dream, Kyo. Your dream is to beat Yuki, isn't it? I mean, you even went into the mountains to train for it, so it must mean a lot to you.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Guess Shigure told you.
Was it hard? Being all by yourself out there?
Oh, I wasn't alone. I was with Master. My master, I mean.
Oh, a martial arts master? Wow. You must be very strong, then.
Master's the strongest person I know. He can flatten that damn Yuki in one punch.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Master's a Soma, too. But he actually cares about me. I mean, he really understands how I feel. He's been teaching me how to fight ever since I was little. So, when we traveled up to the mountains, I knew it was going to be tough. But I look forward to every single day I could train under Master. I kept thinking, what's he going to teach me? How much stronger am I going to get today? I mean, I'm getting pumped just thinking about it.
This is surreal.
This one morning,
all of a sudden, Kyo's acting like a little boy. He looks so happy. Never seen him so excited before. It's not about beating Yuki, is it? Not completely. Kyo loves martial arts.
I'm gonna be. Oh. Sorry. I guess this is really boring for a girl like you, huh?
Oh no, that's not true. I don't know very much about martial arts or anything, but I'm not bored at all.
Really? Because, I mean, I'd be bored if someone was talking about something I'm not interested in.
Well, okay, if you were talking about, physics or something, I might get a little confused or sleepy. But it's not like I don't know anything about fighting. No, really. I'm not an expert, but I know some stuff. Let's see. Prepare yourself! Right straight!
Wow. You really suck, you know that? Okay, give me your hand. Let me show you.
Once again,
first of all,
I've gotten to see Kyo for who he truly is. underneath that scowl he usually wears. Okay. He's been hiding this little awkward smile.
No, no. Watch me.
I guess this is goodbye, my love. Until I see you again, take care.
Ah, damn it, Kagura. I'm trying to brush my teeth. I wouldn't have to take care if you stopped squeezing, pinching, and hitting me every 2 seconds.
Well, they're awfully energetic for so early in the morning.
Yes, it's giving me a headache.
So, have you figured out what zodiac animal Kagura is? Oh, and for that matter, have you seen my morning paper?
No, not yet. On both counts.
Kyo, you big meanie! I'm gonna leave without kissing you goodbye.
Good. I didn't want one.
But I love you. Kyo, you big jerk! I'm leaving!
Kagura, slow down! The door!
And there goes the front door. Isn't that the paper boy?
What?
Uh-oh.
You big, mean, awful!
I've got this.
What?
Good morning, sir. Lovely weather we're having, isn't it? Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I guess so. What was that explosion just now?
Oh, yes. Sorry you had to see that. We've been testing some sensitive chemical compounds on our property here. Delicate stuff. We weren't expecting anyone to come by at this hour. If you had arrived just a moment later... Ooh, that could have been ugly. So as I was saying earlier, can I help you with something?
No, I just came by to deliver the paper. Your house is kind of out of the way, so it slipped my mind and I accidentally missed it on my route this morning, so...
This paper here? Well then, I'd say your job is completed. Thank you so very much. I would advise you against being late again. Our house is out of the way for a reason. You understand.
Gotcha. I'll just be on my way then.
Have a nice day.
Oh, they're all crazy. Nice save, Yuki.
Yes. You sure perked up fast when you needed to.
Jeez, that was close. You need to watch where you're going, Kagura.
I'm sorry. How was I supposed to know there was a man in the front yard?
The smoke had finally cleared. And well, no, Kagura didn't mind. But she was so cute that I scooped her right up off the ground and gave her a big hug. Shigure, I figured it out. Kagura's the year of the boar. Oh, isn't she adorable?
Well, sure, it's easy now.
Oh, I get it. She's impulsive and stubborn. Gentle at first, but ready to charge out of control at a moment's notice. It really does fit her very well.
Yes, but it's kind of pointless to reason it out when you already have the answer.
I'm impressed, Kagura. You make such a cute boar. You're probably the prettiest little piglet I've ever seen.
Thank you?
I give up. She just looks so proud of herself.
Well, I guess while I've got your attention, Kagura, I just wanted to say, I understand why you like Kyo so much. There really are so many wonderful things about him.
What?
And just like you, I want...
Kyo, you too!
Ow! What the hell are you talking about?
I can't leave you alone for 2 seconds!
But Kagura, I thought you were going to forgive him if he cheated on you.
I never said he wouldn't be punished first.
Sharpov's face bleeding, losing consciousness.
No, that's not what I meant. What I was trying to say is, like you, Kagura, I want to see the very best in the person I fall in love with someday. Just like you have such powerful feelings for Kyo. That's all I meant to say.
Just like me?
Yes, I really admire that about you.
Oh, wow.
She admires me!
Get off me and put some clothes on!
My, my. It seems to me like Kyo needs some more training in handling the fairer sex.
Not right now, I don't! Clothing! Now!
Alright. I think that bus is yours. I guess the three of us should get going to class. Do you have everything you brought with you?
I think so. Thank you, Toru. I'm sorry for snapping at you earlier. Can I have a hug?
Of course!
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, I'll see you later. And I'll be sure to bring you a present next time, Kyo.
Whatever. Just get going.
Bye-bye!
See you soon!
Well, that storm is coming past, thank God. There was such a commotion yesterday I couldn't start planting like I wanted.
Oh! Are you planting something new at the secret base?
Yep. Strawberries.
Strawberries? Really? I love strawberries!
strawberries.
Yes, well, I hoped you would.
Oh.
Come on, knucklehead. We're gonna be late.
Gotcha, let's go. For some reason, I feel inspired all of a sudden. I have an idea.
Let's see here. Oh, another cookbook, Miss Honda?
Yeah, always nice to learn new recipes.
Now, what else are you checking out this week? Raising Healthy Veggies, The Ultimate Gardening Guide. And Passionate Souls, The Life of a Martial Arts Master. Well, that's an eclectic selection. Are you taking up some new hobbies?
I guess you could say that. Thank you, I should be heading back to class now.
Anytime. Take care, Miss Honda.
I'd like to get to know them better. Both Yuki and Kyo. So I think I should start learning as much as I can about the things they like and the things they don't like. I like to see sides of them I haven't seen before. And I like to see them smile.
Hey, Miss Honda.
Yes?
Yeah, I was just heading down to your classroom. Glad I caught you. You got a phone call in the faculty office. I'd hurry down there.
Okay, thank you. That's strange. I wonder who would be calling me at school. Hello? Grandpa! Well, hi, what's new with you? Oh. Right. Of course.
Welcome home, Toru. Anything exciting happen at school today?
The remodeling is finished.
What?
I got a phone call today. From Grandpa.
Your grandfather? Oh, that's right. I remember now.
Yes. The house is all fixed up, so it's time for me to move back in. I guess I'd better go pack, huh? I messed up. I knew I was only going to be a temporary guest here, but I messed up. I guess I made the mistake of thinking of us like a family.
Next time on Fruits Basket.
She left early this morning.
I thought at least one of you would have tried to stop
her. Just drop it, Shigure. It's better this way.
Is it? Why?
Looking back on it, I understand. A rice ball doesn't belong in a fruits basket.
Episode 6, Welcome Home. I hope you will visit my banquet again.